In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we carefully read the text of Daniel chapter 4, verse 24, the Lord says there, "By upright actions, break with your sins, break with your crimes by showing mercy to the poor, and so live long and peacefully." And in Tobit chapter 4, verse 10, it says, "For almsgiving delivers from death and saves people from passing down to darkness." Also, the Catechism of the Catholic Church 1471 says, "The doctrine and practice of indulgences in the Church are closely linked to the effects of the sacrament of penance." But what are indulgences? To understand what they are, we must distinguish in all sin the guilt and the temporal penance due for sins. Guilt, or sin itself, is forgiven by confession or by sincere repentance through the sacrament of reconciliation, especially if there's perfect contrition or perfect repentance. But once the sin or offense committed against God has been forgiven, the temporal penance due for sin remains active and needs to be removed. That is, the debt that we have with God and with others due to the emptiness or gap that sin has left in our soul. This debt or temporal penance is removed by our good works, prayers, and voluntary penances. Hence, after confession, a penance is imposed. In the early church, great public penances were imposed. Currently in the church, there is an infinite treasury of merits obtained by our Lord Jesus Christ, by our Mother the Virgin Mary, and the saints. And from this treasury, the church can offer to fill up the emptiness or debt owed by our sins. To achieve this, the forgiveness of sins is mandatory as an indispensable condition. For this reason, it is always required before receiving indulgences to confess through the sacrament of reconciliation, receive communion, and pray for the Pope as general conditions. Indulgences can be partial or plenary, depending on whether part or all of the debt owed for sins is removed. In order for us to go directly to heaven after death without going through purgatory, we must obtain a plenary indulgence. Plenary indulgences can be applied to oneself or to souls in purgatory. Currently, the Church allows only one plenary indulgence to be earned per day. As we explained before, once our sins have been forgiven through the sacrament of reconciliation, the debt or temporal penance of the sins committed is still active, which must be purified, healed, or removed in purgatory. If a plenary indulgence is achieved, it means that all the debts due for our sins are removed, and with a totally clean soul, we can go directly to heaven. How do we get the plenary indulgences? First, by making a good confession and asking the priest on the last day of our life to give us the apostolic blessing, to which is attached a plenary indulgence. Now, one may think that he might not have time for anything because he could die of a heart attack or an accident, or simply from an illness that does not allow him to realize anything, or perhaps be in a coma. In these cases, if we have fulfilled the devotion of the first 9 Fridays, we have the assurance and promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "They will not die in my misfortune or without having received the sacraments." This means that God will make the soul receive at least the sacrament of the anointing of the sick with the absolution of sins and the apostolic blessing, which is accompanied by the plenary indulgence. All this can be received even if we are unconscious. But probably God will give us life until we can consciously receive the last sacraments of the Church, especially if throughout our lives we have asked for this grace through St. Joseph, the patron saint of the good death, and if we have prayed the Hail Mary with devotion and love, saying, "Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen." If we are conscious in the last moments, we can apply to ourselves the plenary indulgence, even if there is no priest, giving to ourselves the apostolic blessing, if we are truly sorry for our sins, and asking for the grace of the plenary indulgence. The only condition set by Pope St. Paul VI is provided that during one's life one had the habit of praying some prayers. And also Pope St. Paul VI recommended that a cross or a crucifix be used to give oneself the blessing. With all certainty, God will take care of us in those last moments and will grant us the grace of having a priest to prepare us for the journey after we die. This has been able to be verified by many of our priests. There were very clear cases in which the patient had been dying for several days or weeks. And the same day that the priest arrived at his town, away from the parish, that same day, after receiving absolution and the anointing of the sick with the apostolic blessing, he died a few hours later with great peace. In this sense, it is very important that the family members do not neglect, out of fear, to call the priest when the sick person is seriously ill, to give him the last sacraments, and this person can die in peace. And don't forget to pray for the dying man the Divine Mercy Chaplet. First, you pray the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Apostles' Creed. Then, on the beads of the Our Father of the Rosary, it is said, "Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world." And on the Hail Mary beads, it is said, "For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world." Jesus has promised immense graces. He said to St. Faustina Kowalska on December 11, 1936, "At the hour of death, I will defend as my glory every soul that prays this chaplet, and if others pray it near the dying person, they will obtain the same forgiveness for the dying person. When the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is prayed for a dying person, the anger of God is appeased, and the inscrutable mercy envelops the soul, and the bowels of my mercy are moved by the painful passion." We have talked about the plenary indulgence applied to oneself, and especially receiving it at the moment of death in order to go directly to heaven. When a loved one dies, or if we want to help a person who already died, what we can do is offer masses, sacrifices, and good works for that person to relieve him in purgatory, where we all must go, except for the holy ones, or those who get in the last moment absolution and the plenary indulgence. We can apply a plenary indulgence only to other persons who are dead, which God gives us through the merits of Jesus Christ and the intercession of the Church. It can be achieved in the easiest way. So normally, in 2 days, the soul of our loved one would be in heaven, although the person should have spent 40 years in purgatory for his sins. In the Manual of Indulgences, or Enchiridion Indulgentiarum, established after the Magisterial Apostolic Constitution of Pope St. Paul VI, Indulgentiarum Doctrina, or Doctrine on Indulgences, of January 1, 1967, it is said that a plenary indulgence can be obtained if the person who is going to earn the plenary indulgences for the deceased has met all the following conditions: have a totally clean soul without even having affection for venial sin; have a confession through the Sacrament of Reconciliation, although it can be done a few days before, because according to the document, with a single confession, several plenary indulgences can be obtained; receive Holy Communion that day; pray for the Pope's intentions, at least one Our Father and the Hail Mary; and fulfill the corresponding work to earn the plenary indulgence with the intention to earn it for the soul of purgatory. And what is the corresponding work? What do you need to do to earn the plenary indulgence for the deceased? You will need to do one of the following conditions. First, the Holy Rosary by praying one part of the Rosary or 5 decades of Hail Marys, meditating on the mysteries. This can be prayed before the Holy Blessed Sacrament in a church or public chapel. You can pray even mentally if it is tiring for a sick person, or pray it alternating Hail Marys with others. Second, pray the Holy Rosary as a family, in a religious community, or in a group of people from a pious association. Third, read the Word of God for half an hour in front of the Holy Blessed Sacrament. Fourth, make a visit of adoration and company to the sacramental Jesus for half an hour. Fifth, pray the Stations of the Cross in front of the 14 stations, walking to each one. If the pious exercise is made publicly and moving from station to station by all participants is not possible without inconvenience, it is sufficient that at least the one conducting the way of the cross progress from station to station, while the others remain in their place. Now, it is practically impossible that we do not have any affection for venial sins. In other words, having a 100% clean soul is humanly impossible. So if we cannot earn the plenary indulgence in one day, perhaps we can earn it in 2 days. But it is something really amazing to think that in 2 days, we can take our loved one or the person we want to help to heaven. Every effort is worth it. Of course, offering masses, doing perpetual enrollments, which are perpetual masses, and offering holy rosaries or good works are good and effective ways, but faster and easier is to get the plenary indulgence in a couple of days, which does not mean that we should not continue praying for the deceased to express our memory and our love. That is worth a lot before God, who, if the deceased is already in heaven, will offer our prayers to other deceased in need. Prayer is always effective and is never lost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.